course then.
Yeah.
You have to chew one nose harder than you do the other?
Or? Well, grit, you'd have to chew grit harder than you would moist, for that concern. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any maple trees around here in the early days?
No, I never seen no maples. Oh, once in a while, but they never done no good here in this country.
Good guys.
I haven't seen them.
Huh?
I haven't seen them back in...
Oh, yes, a lot of them back east, but not here. We're talking about this country here, Bill.
I was just wondering about maple syrup and things like that.
No, we...
Yeah, instead of syrup, you just use sorghum, huh?
Well, we use sorghum, yeah. And we use quite a bit of other kind of syrup. We all had a... what was that pancake syrup? We didn't make it here, you know.
Oh, you mean sorghum?
Well, sorghum, of course, that's made out of our cane, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I just wonder if I'm bothering Mrs.
Cane.
No, no, you ain't bothering her. She don't pay no attention.
Cane syrup?
Well,
log cabins?
Huh?
Log cabin syrup?
Log cabin syrup, but that's been shipped in, wasn't it?
No.
That's the only kind they make around here.
Huh?
That old sorghum.
Yeah.
Sorghum is what they made most of here.
Well, Papa used to take the cane things and make cane sugar syrup.
Oh, I know that. That's what we talked a while ago. That's what I was telling about the mill a while ago, yes.
Well, Papa used to.
Did you used to buy things in large quantities?
Buy what?
Buy things in large quantities?
Oh, yes, we always bought sugar by 100 pounds them days, everything like that.
Flour.
Flour, but you go to the mill and get your flour grounds, I told you a while ago, you know. And we'd all never get less than, probably 10 sacks of flour at a time, something like that.
Would you call that in bulk? Or
yeah, bulk.
Bulk?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, in bulk is where you take, where it's in a big barrel, the flour or cornmeal or anything, salt, like that. Now, that's bulk.
We always had a flour barrel. See, we'd empty them sacks in this barrel and call
them. That's bulk.
That's bulk, yeah.
You bet your life. When you buy your stuff in bulk, that there is when it's all into a big can or a barrel or something like that. Now, you see, that's bulk. But where you go ahead and buy these here into these sacks.
Little sacks.
And everything like that.
That's partial, of course.
Yeah, that's not no bulk. I'll tell you that.
And you said you had an apple orchard?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. We had an apple and a peach orchard and had apricots. And we had an awful nice grape vineyard. We raised lots of grapes in them days.
If you took an apple and wanted to cut a piece for you and, say, a piece for your brother, what would you say you were going to do to it?
Well, we baked all the baked them apples. The baked apples, but you just pour them up.
I was thinking if you just had one apple and your brother wanted half of it.
Well, we just divide it. I don't know what you call it when we just divide it.
I was just wondering if you'd say I'm going to cut it in two or cut it half in two or
cut it in two. We hardly ever say half and half. We just said we're going to cut it in two.
Windfalls they take in and make cider.
Yeah, we made cider.
Yeah, well, that's fine, isn't it?
I'll say.
With your peaches, what did you call the center part?
What's that?
What did you call the center part of the peach?
Pit.
The pit?
Yeah, the pit.
Huh? How did that?
Peach pit, that's the seed in the middle of the center of the peach and the meat.
Did that stick to the meat itself?
Well, some of them they call clings, that's when it stuck to it, but a freestone is when the meat is pulled right off, slip right off. Uh-huh. But a cling is when you have to cut it off.